You know, it's not, look, we've talked about this. It's not hard to close the American border. We are the United States of America, no matter how much they've weakened us in the last 3 years. We're still the United States of America. We have the most powerful military still today. We have the National Guard. We have elected sheriffs. We've got state police. We've got local police. We've got federal police. The border can be closed. It would take 2 or 3 days. I've said this before, 48 hours, 72 hours. You deploy National Guard troops, like you've seen Texas do. You roll out razor wire, like we've seen Texas do. So you put out the National Guard, you put out razor wire. You bring in elected sheriffs to make sure that they can back the National Guard. And behind them, you've got local police. Behind them, you've got state police. And whatever mix you need. Deputize people you trust. These are all things that can be done in the pursuit of law and order, in pursuit of protecting this country, right? Well, one guy that knows a lot about being on the front lines is somebody I stopped and talked to yesterday while I was in Grand Rapids with Donald Trump. General Jack Bergman is a member of Congress from Michigan. I think he's in his fourth term. I lose count. He's been there for a while. And he's tough. He's a former U.S. Marine. He knows how to get things done. I'd like to share that conversation. Here it is.
Existential threats to America. Those on the left like to tell you it's climate change or cows having, you know, babies, whatever it might be. Existential threats to me and America include the border, Bidenomics, and China. Today, let's talk about the border a little bit. We've seen some horrible things happen. We've seen the death of Lake and Riley in Georgia, the death of Ruby Garcia here in Michigan. And but for that open border, many of those crimes wouldn't have existed. I mean, how critical is it that we get this border under control?
Well, when you talk about existential, the border, if you want to use it in a real term, is existential.
Right.
You know, I'm a Marine, and when you say secure a perimeter, or in this case a border, it means you close it so that people can valid entry points. This president, in his lack of leadership, has all the authorities he's needed to do it. He has chosen to put the American people at risk because he chooses not to secure the border.
Well, I want to focus on that part, chosen, because from where I stand, it looks like it is the policy of the United States government currently to have an open border. How else could you explain it?
There is no other way. It is chosen because when you think about when President Trump was in office and built the wall and all the materials that were brought down there, and then all of a sudden Joe Biden's in office, the materials are still there. But quite honestly, some of them were actually being sold off at a, you know, cents on the dollar. So he's just violated, that would be President Biden, right, has violated the moral and ethical basis of one of the things, his number one requirement, if you will, as president, keep the American citizens safe and secure. He's violated that, whether it's on the border or whether it's in the cities.
There's probably a few things that, you've been in Congress for a few terms now, probably not a lot that shocks you or surprises you. But you had to have shaken your head when you heard 320,000 didn't even go through the border. They're flown directly into 43 American cities. By the way, we're not allowed to know what those 43 cities were, but they're flying them directly in, these illegals, with our taxpayer money. It's just unbelievable to me.
Well, it is, again. And, you know, when we talk about impeachment, I think the American people are going to impeach Joe Biden in November.
And that's the way we should do it. I don't think there's going to be an impeachment vote in the House before then, do you?
Absolutely not. It's up to the American people, and we're seeing it right now with all of the comments we get from our constituents. And I was in the Philippines last week and Taiwan. They're even talking about it over there. They're concerned. I met with the incoming and the outgoing president of Taiwan. In their own private way, they are concerned about America's commitment, and the commitment has to go both ways. They know that we, as America, are not well regarded on the world stage because the man in the White House is not in charge. China is not our ally. China's on a 100-year plan. I mean, 2049 marks the 100th year, if you will.
Right.
Mexico really has been an ally for the moment when it advantaged them.
Well, it's convenient when Big Brother can look out for you, that being the United States. But when it's not convenient, just like a little brother does sometimes, they do as they please.
No, absolutely. And back when I was in uniform, I spent a lot of time working with the Mexican Marines and the Mexican Navy down in the Gulf. It was largely drug trafficking. And the concern that the senior military officials had some 20 years ago, they didn't know how high in the Mexican government the corruption, the fingers of the cartels went. And it's pretty high up.
Still don't know. So let's talk about one other thing about China being an existential threat economically to us. And that's building these EV plants in Mexico so they can dodge the tariffs from China and get 2.5% tariffs. Donald Trump's been talking about that. We're here in Michigan. Manufacturing industry is the backbone of this state for 100 years. China could break that.
Well, they could because they're circumventing our system. We have a great legal system. We have not used it enough on the tariffs to hold the people violating them accountable. If you're going to do the crime, you're going to have to be ready to do the time, as the old saying goes. And this administration just kind of blew it off. President Trump was working very hard during his first 4 years, notice I said first 4 years in office, to make sure that our trade policy reflected America first.
How critical is it that he carries Michigan and the other swing states?
It's critical. It is the road to the White House in the 2024 election goes through the Midwest, but especially goes through places like Michigan. It was a big surprise in 2016. There was a letdown in 2020, but 2024 is Michigan's chance to determine largely the fate of more than just Michigan, but the United States.
Because of the threats we face. We face the border, Bidenomics, and everything else. I'll give you the last word.
Vote for someone who you know will never quit. Not someone you necessarily agree with. Vote for someone you know who's got America in mind and your safety and security and your economic health in mind.
General, thank you.
My pleasure, Steve.
There you have it. General Jack Bergman represents Michigan's 1st Congressional District. Yesterday in Grand Rapids, I had that chance to speak with him there moments before Donald Trump came out. Impeach Joe Biden in November, he says. Impeach Joe Biden in November. Well, huge earthquake in Taiwan you might have heard of overnight, 7.5. On the Richter scale, we'll have an update on that coming up. North Korea on the brink, Iran increasing its aggression, even though they've been hit by Israel. A lot of global instability, to say the least, as we plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your investments from potential major setbacks in the economy? It's not too late to diversify into an old IRA or 401k in gold. First Gold Group can help you with that. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It's an important part to diversify your savings, precious metals. Here's how Birch Gold can help make it part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text Gruber to 989898 for a free information kit. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Text Gruber to 989898. And claim your free information kit and protect your savings with gold today. You know, be prepared. That's what I say. All right. Still to come on the program. By the way, you can always check out stevegruber.com. You can listen to that interview with Donald Trump and myself from Monday of this week anytime you want. Coming up, the FDA's attacks on ivermectin. It's over. Ivermectin has been removed. All those terrible things the FDA said, lied about, frankly, it's all been removed. We'll talk about that coming up after the break.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com.
WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.